On a recent Saturday morning in Portland, Jeff Merkley met with volunteers at one of his offices. Retiree Carol Alder was there to show her support.
I just think he's terrific, and I've been volunteering a bit here, and I had a house party for him over at where I live, which is Mirabella. You know Mirabella?
Mirabella is a retired community in a high-rise in Portland. 25 miles south at the Clackamas County Fair, Monica Webby is shaking hands with people when 26-year-old Kevin Moss hands her a campaign donation.
She's genuine. You look in her eyes and you can see the sincerity, that she cares. Very few politicians, if any, can do that.
While they both might enjoy the kudos on the campaign trail, Webby and Merkley are two very different candidates. They have separate views on business, international trade, and the role of government. What exactly Webby wants to do became a little fuzzy last week after news organizations pointed out she had copied large portions of her website from Karl Rove and other Republicans. In response, her campaign pulled down the issues section of her site. What we do know is that Webby is the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Randall Children's Hospital. She says she's running to help small businesses, among others.
Uncertainty about government regulation, government interference in their business, what taxes are there going to be? How are they going to change? All sorts of issues that are going on that are making it difficult for our business owners to continue to grow their practices and allow them to hire people.
According to her website, Webby is endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Business and the National Rifle Association. She's also raised more than $2 million. Jeff Merkley has raised almost $7 million. His website says he has the endorsement of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare and the American Federation of Teachers. Like Webby, Merkley says he also has problems with government interference in business. But for him, that interference revolves around the loss of family wage jobs and corporate tax subsidies.
We have been offshoring those jobs through subsidies. That is illogical to subsidize your competition overseas. We have to end that. We need to increase our investment in education. These things that are going to pay off and enable families to thrive.
What Webby and Merkley can agree on is the need to reduce the federal deficit. She lays the blame for it at the feet of Democrats and Oregon's incumbent senator.
You know, Senator Merkley believes that the answer to everything is bigger government, more government control, more regulations.
But Merkley says that's not how he sees things.
This deficit is a direct result of the Bush administration policies that blew up the economy. I'm determined that we eliminate it, go back to the end equivalent of the Clinton administration when we were running a surplus. Under the last 5 years, we've cut the deficit to roughly a third, about 35% of its peak.
So far, much of the campaign debate has centered on outside money, and in particular, funding for ads like this.
We work hard. We deserve leaders who work just as hard for us. But Senator Jeff Merkley? In 6 years, Merkley wrote only one bill that became law.
That's an ad released by the Freedom Partners Action Fund. Merkley talks a lot about the group's ties to the conservative Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers' values are absolutely the opposite of our Oregon values. Now, they have laid out an agenda. She signed on to 8 items in their agenda. She's done so in writing, but these are not values that serve us well.
Here's Webby's response.
We can't control who comes into the races, you know, what super PACs get involved. We have no communication with these people.
In answer to the ads, Merkley says he's authored numerous pieces of legislation that have become law, including the Volcker Rule, which bans certain banks from making big bets, and the Water Infrastructure Financing and Innovation Act to help communities fund water repairs. He also points to his efforts to change mortgage laws and predatory lending practices. For her part, Webby says her experience as a physician makes her uniquely suited to deal with changes to the healthcare system. She's been a staunch critic of the Affordable Care Act. In addition to Webby and Merkley, there are 3 other candidates listed on November's ballot. James Leuenberger with the Constitution Party, Christina Lugo with the Pacific Green Party, and Mike Montichalin of the Libertarian Party, none of whom have reported any activity with the Federal Election Commission.
I'm Christian Fodenwenzel reporting.